Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This should be a special schuss for Avitzak Yonah ben Chana and Maris Hena Miriam bas Chana. The Mishnah Sanhedrin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, says Dinei Mamonos b'shlosha, Gzeilos v'chabalos b'shlosha. That you need three dayanim for Dinei Mamonos, for Dinei Gzeilos, Dinei Chabalos. Rashi says, what are Gzeilos? First, he says that if your person's kofer b'pikadon, if he denies having received a pikadon, to mishashalach bo yad havi gazlin, from the moment he uses it for himself, he shalach yad, he becomes a gazlin, which is in itself a wonder, because these are two different things. Rashi could have said, gzeilos are kofer bipikada. And then there's another inyan of shlichus yad. But Rashi puts them together. He's kofer bipikada, the mishashalach bo yad havi gazlin. So that's tamehara, but we're not going to discuss that, maybe for a different shir. And then Rashi continues, and another example of a gazlin is not only kofer bipikada from shlichus yad, but also Chotef Miad Chaver is also a gazlan, like it says, Vizagol Sachanis Miad Mitzri. He stole the sword from the Mitzri, Shmuel Beis. So that's also snatching something away from somebody. He's also Gzela. But if somebody borrows money and he doesn't repay it, that's not called a gazlan, because a milve alone is for Hotzah, is in order to be spent. So the second I received, if you lent me $1,000, I spent the 1,000, it's gone. The money is gone. So how can I be called a gazlan if I don't pay you back? When you gave it to me, I was doing it legally, and now the money's already gone. So when am I a gazlan? I'm not a gazlan. Milvalotzonitna. So the Achronim ask from a Gemara in Gittin, Lamed Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara there says that even though Midoiraisa, there's no Shemitas Ksofim, even at a time when Medoraisa, Zmanazeh, there's no Shemitas Ksofim because there's no Shemitas Karka. Nevertheless, the rabbis were Metaken that there should be a Shemitah. That Shemitah does cancel loans, even Bizmanazeh, Zecher Lashvius. So we have now this din dirabonan that the loans are cancelled, even though Madaraisa they're not cancelled. Madaraisa has to pay him back, and the rabbi said, no, you don't have to pay him back. And then Hillel saw that people weren't lending each other money, so he went up and he was mitakin a prizbo, and this enabled people to collect the loans. Is there anything that Midoraisa Shvius doesn't cancel and the rabbi said it should cancel? So Rashi says, if the rabbi say it should cancel, V'nimtza halove gazlan al piem, the love is a thief. How is the love a thief? The Lova is a thief because he's not repaying the loan. Because Midaraisi has to repay the loan. For Amrabban and Detachment, Vinim Salova, Gazlan Alpi, I'll pee the rabbis. He's a Gazlan. It's a funny type of Gazlan. I have a rabbinic Hechsher, but Bedate the Charedis on my Gzela. But the person's a Gazlan because the rabbis tell him not to repay a loan. By listening to the rabbis, they're not repaying the loan. Thus, shaft a gazlan, that's what creates a gazlan. So you see, lehedia and divrei Rashi, that a person's a gazlan by not repaying a loan. Vinimtza lo a gazlan al piyam, by not repaying the loan. And that's a steer and a flaw to Rashi in Sanhedrin, where Rashi says they're not repaying a loan, doesn't make you a gazlan. Rashi in Gittin says not repaying a loan does make you a gazlan. So what can we do with the stira? So there are a number of approaches to answer the stira. And this year, we're going to briefly give the teretz of the Marbe Mishpat, more of a rabbi of Hamnik Shlita, in Simon Aleph of the Sefer. So in order to answer this question, as this is Derech, he asks another question, and that's usually the Jewish way. Why do we always answer a question with a question? I don't know why. So we have to understand, why do you need the Chiddush that a person is not called a gazlan? A person is not called a gazlan Because Milva lo hotzah nitna. Why do you have to come on to that? Say a person who borrows money is not a goslin, because who says he's not going to return the money? Seder, he spent it. And now the money is gone. But who says he's not going to return the money? The only time you can say that a person's a goslin is after he's dead, and it's already too late. But how can you call somebody a goslin if he doesn't return a loan? It's pashut. Even without saying milva lo hotzah nitna, just say a person who borrows money is not a goslin, because who says he's not going to return it? So we have to say that when the time for payment is over, meaning 30 days, if it's a stam halva, or if they're a mefarish, whatever they were masking between them. So from that time on, we're looking at the money as stolen money. And then there's really a tzad to call a person a goslin. After 30 days, I didn't return the money, I'm a goslin. And on that Rashi says that since the first money was already spent, because milva lo hotzah nitna, so you can't point to any money and say he's a goslin on that money. Where's the ma'aseh gzeila? The money is gone. So what is he doing gzeila on? So that's the chiddush of Rashi. So again, the shaila is, what's b'chlal v'hava mina to call somebody a goslin if he doesn't return a loan? Who says he's never going to return it? At what point do you call him a goslin? So the answer is in Pashas, after 30 days or whatever the parish was, whatever they specified was, that's going to be the end of the loan. That's going to be, from that time on, he's considered a goslin. They say 5 months, after 5 months he's a goslin. And then Rashi was mechadesh, no, after 5 months he's not a goslin. Why not? Because we give him the money to spend, so the money's gone the second he receives it. And now Viter, after 5 months, there's no money you can point to and say he stole this money. Where was the Maisik Zeva? Milva lo hotzah nitna. But lo yitzuyer, that the lover could do a maisa, that would be mafkia the whole chov. If he could do a maisa, that would make the chov not a chov. So it's mistabber that that's a maisik zela, like snatching the chanis miyada mitzri. Because then he's causing the malva to lose his chus. So he's motzi mamon legamrei from the bailos and the shlita of the malva. Ah, so that's Rashi and Gittin. That if Chachamim gives chus to the love to be mafkia the chov through hashmatas hashvius, if shvius is canceling the chov, and from that day onwards, there's no more chus for the malva to be toveh this chov. So the love is considered a gazlan gomor, because he was motzi this mammon from the bailus of the malva completely. Because not only is he not paying, but the etzem hachov is misbatel. So even though you can't point to any specific money and say he's stealing this money, because milva lo hotzah nitna, because the second he received it, it's gone, and he spent it legally. Milva lo hotzah nitna. Nevertheless, this is considered a ma'aseh gzeila. You don't need a pool of gzeilas hakesef. But just the fact that you're now mafkia the chov, not a gazlan on the mammon, you're a gazlan on the mammonis. That you're mafkia any chov that exists by shmita. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha is, how can you say that according to the Torah, he has to return the money? And the rabbis say, no, he doesn't have to return the money. V'rabban et tashmit v'nimtza lova gazlan al piyam. And he's a goslin through the rabbis. Now, as the rabbis here, and this person being a partner to the rabbis, is doing a ma'aseh gzeila. What's the ma'aseh gzeila? Being mafkia the chov. Not the mammon, the mammoness. the Gemara's teretz is he's not a gazlan, a rabbi, sheva al tasu. You're only abrogating Torah law by ordering somebody to sit and not do anything. And that the rabbis are allowed to do. But I'll call and this is a possible explanation of how to be miyashiv the stira. Rashi in Sanhedrin says that lov of Ashilim is not exact gazlan, and we said because there's no mammon, he's not mafkia the chov. He's not doing any maisa to be mafkia the chov. The second he receives the money is gone. Milvelotzan itna, and then when his time is up, so where's the maisa gzela here? He's not mafkia the etzem achov. Ashen kain in Maseches Gittin and Lamed Vav Amid Beis, there al pi the rabbis he's being mafkia the etzem achov. So that's considered a gzela, just like v'igzol sachanis miyada mitzri. So Mirtz Hashem, I hope to revisit this Rashi. We should all be zochah l'modu l'amid lishma v'las. The time is called the Beis Salmat Rasa v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.